decision time. Who is a wise man? And do it with knowledge among you. Underline that word, wise, to be knowledgeable. You got to be wise, be knowledgeable, and all to be wise. If you don't have no knowledge, you ain't going to be wise. With knowledge among you. That's the reason what we're doing, trying to grow, to edify, to build, so we all can have knowledge, so we all can be what? Wise. And we definitely don't want to be fools, amen? Let him show out of a good conversation his works and meekness of wisdom. But look at verse 14. This is the bad side. But if you are bitter. And by that, just write sin in the sin. Not just bitter. It's a bitter, envying, strife in your heart. Any sin. Any sin, any sin robs you of the ability to be wise. Because knowledge is there. Because knowledge was there, sin wouldn't be there. Is that right or wrong? See, if knowledge were there, sin wouldn't be there. See, what we don't understand, what we sow is what we reap. So when you see action based on the flesh, well, you don't get nothing but the flesh. When you see action based on the spirit, you're going to get spirit, because what's in going to come out. It's just a fact of life. So the past week, when we look at our behavior habits, we look at how we walked and how we talked and the way we lived our life, well, the only reflection, it can't be but one way. It could be right, it could be wrong, it could be spiritual, it could be calm. It can't be both. Because if knowledge was there, you will be wise, and you won't be a fool. And that's a key word. So a lot of times people say, well, I don't know why my children acting that way. Well, I do, because they're a fool. Now, you don't want to hear that. You might say, well, don't call my child a fool. Don't call my husband a fool. That's what they are. That's what the Bible say. Amen. Because you can't be but one way, right or wrong. You can't be both. You can't be half right, and you can't be half wrong. Amen. And that's what he's talking about. That's what verse 14 is saying. Any sin that we don't repent, that we don't have in control, what we're trying to do, not to tame the tongue, but to control the tongue. See, we control our life. We don't let our life control us. See, you ever heard the old expression? People say, well, I can stay at home. I don't need to go to church with them fools down there. See, people in the church fighting, fussing, toting guns. You know, just in the Birmingham News this past week, it was a denomination of church. Well, a preacher took the church to court. See, and the preacher, and of course, the church said, well, the reason why we fired him, he never come, he always late. Well, see, that should have never even happened. Amen. So what I'm saying is, brethren, when we look at life, I don't make a difference who it is. Me, you, your children, your mama, your dad, it make no difference. Because God is no respecter of person. When we see people who have sin in their life, that sin robs knowledge from working that makes us wise. See, and the mistake we make is that we don't want to face up to it. Because you can't correct nothing unless you know it's wrong. There's no way you can correct nothing. You sit here and say, well, no, my children ain't bad. No. You're not doing them a fooling yourself. And you're never corrected. Because your mindset is not right. See, you got to identify. That's the reason why commercialization and TV, the internet, social network is so strong. Because what it does is affect people's minds. Because we're creatures of what we see. See, what we see is what we conceive. And we see and conceive the wrong things. Now, when you see and conceive the wrong thing, and then you don't have 1 Corinthians 6:19, know you're not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have nothing there, what you think will come out? That's the reason why the devil don't like what we're doing as a congregation. Because the devil don't want you to grow. The devil don't want me to grow. The devil don't want us to prosper. The devil don't want us to edify one another. See, we pass those sheets out not to say, well, look what John doing. Look what Captain doing. Look what Therapy doing. We're doing it to build one another up. Amen. To learn from one another. Because we are our brother's keeper. Amen. See, if I can't do nothing to help you, I sure don't want to hurt you. See, the problem with church is we got more hindrance than we have people helping. Because you got so many devils or people who say they're Christians, I'm going to call it just the way they is. And they hinder growth, they hurt growth, and they hurt the church. Because we don't practice fellowship and disfellowshipping. Because if you out of order, if you in sin, the Bible says withdraw yourself from them. It's not a command. I mean, that's not a choice. That's a command. See? And that's what he's saying here. See, verse 14. Any sin, that's what I want you to see. Underline the word knowledge. Underline that word knowledge. Wise. And then sin. Any sin rob you of the ability of knowledge. Amen. Gonna cause you not to be wise. The end result will be a fool. So if I had to put on the formula way, I would say a lack of knowledge, amen, because of sin caused me to be a fool. And that's the truth. And don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't sit there and say, well, it's going to get better. Because it ain't going to get better. The devil don't want you to get better. The devil got you where he wants you to be. Amen. You ever heard those expressions in a house with a husband and wife? Said, at least somebody got to have some sense. Don't need to have two fools, husband and wife. Somebody got to have good sense. That's not a good statement. That's a bad statement. Because number one, the Bible says you train, you be one, and we're both supposed to speak the word. That's the same thing in the church. You don't have this half one way and this half the other way. Amen. See, one will overtake the other. See, and that's what he's saying there in verse 14. But if you have bitter envy, strive in your heart, in your mindset, glory not and lie not against the truth. See, don't sit there and squish the truth. Don't get there and mishandle the truth. Don't get there and make mockery of the truth. See, that's what we do. See, when you are a hypocrite, when we are hypocrites. See, just tell me you don't like me. Just tell me don't call me no more. Just tell me. That's, I understand. At least I know. Don't sit there and say and pretend I'm your friend when you don't like me anyway. Amen. Because number one, if you tell me that, the next thing I'm going to say, what have I done? You say, nothing. I know you lying. Because I had to do something, amen, for me to have that spirit. Am I right? See, we got a phrase in my house say, bad spirit. When we know bad spirit, we look at one another. Because we know something is wrong. Because we all have sin, amen. And then we begin to communicate. What spirit? What's the problem? Amen. Because see, we want to nip it in the bud, amen. We don't want to carry it no further. We don't want to carry it to the spirit, to win the spirit, so it's a bad spirit. Because see, if we do, see, we're not going to cover them on Tuesday, we ain't going to cover them on Wednesday. Why? Because sin is still there. And long as sin there, it's going to block knowledge, folks. It ain't going to work. Because 1 Corinthians 6:19, knowledge ain't going to go in no dirty temple. Amen. And y'all know what, before I move on, we do brothers injustice because we know what's going on. We know, we see it, we know it, but we let brethren get up here and you know they're not faithful, you know they do things they got no business doing, but we still let them do it, get up in the pulpit without making a confession. Guess what, brother? We're going to be held accountable. And then number one, it block us from having acceptable worship. Because brother, it got to be done in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit and they that worship him. That's the reason why I'm very careful about where I worship. I don't care what nobody say. I'm just not going to do it anyway. I'm very careful where I go. I'm very careful who my friends is. I'm very careful who I associate with. Now I deal with people. Because I have to. Because I'm in this world. But I'm not of this world. But see, I'm careful about who I'm going to invite to my house. I'm careful about who I hang with. I'm careful about who I'm going to a baseball game with. But see, I just don't, sin is so strong. Amen. And I got enough to deal with me. And I'm still a work in progress. Amen. I am. I'm a work in progress. See, and I'm just not going to put nothing there to hurt what I already got. Or to destroy what I already got because, now, I do everything I can to help you. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to be helped. See, but I'm not going to let you do anything to hurt me. Because, see, I ain't got but one soul. And when I lose that, I don't have but one abundant life. See, this day need to be happy. Amen. Because Christianity brings joy. Am I right? But sin brings what? Sadness. Go ahead, my brother.
That's right. It's bang. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's it. That's it. You got to be. Yeah, I think the Bible used the word guard. See, protect. See, make sure you watch over. See, because see, number one, we can't help nobody else until we are right ourselves. See, the blind can't lead the blind. See, you can't very well be a light in this community, number one, if the community see you in darkness. You can't very well help your children. See, people are watching us. We are the wonders of what people see. See, you can't very well tell your children what to do when you're not doing it yourself. Ain't no way in the world that you gonna be able to tell your children what to do and how to do it when, number one, they see you doing something else. How you gonna tell your children how to be a good husband when your children see you cussing your wife out all the time? They see y'all fussing and fighting all the time. It ain't gonna happen. See, it begins. Why do you think Christ made the man the head? See, everybody wanna be the boss. Everybody wanna be the head, but nobody wanna be responsible. Go ahead, brother. That's right. Luke 6, what? That's right. Why call me what? That's right. That's right. And do not the thing that I say. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, those three powerful words. Go ahead, my brother. Mm-hmm. 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 Let's start right there. Fools do what? See, fools mark God because, see, what fools want, see, church folk want you to believe they right. See, you don't have to impress me. I ain't got not one heaven or one hell to put you in. So why are you going to come over here and want to be a certain way when you know you're not that way? You're a fool. You're mocking God. Am I right? But see, the end is that when you got knowledge, ain't what you're saying? See, you got favor. You got blessings. You understand what I'm saying? You know why you got favor, you got blessings? Because you got knowledge. See, knowledge is powerful, man. See, spiritual knowledge. I'm not talking about, now common knowledge can be good too. If you use the right way. I'm talking about learning. I'm not talking about things of the world. The thing we learn. See, I say all the time, you know what your best teacher is? Life. You look at your life and look at all the mistakes you made, all the sins you made, and you learn from it. How sometimes you make mistakes and you suffer because of those mistakes. Well, see, the good thing come out when you learn from them, that you don't do it again. Now, if you can be a fool and keep on doing the same thing over and over again. It's like, why you come to church and hear God's word preaching and then the word of God don't mean nothing to you when you don't apply it? See, what drives me crazy when people get in the parking lot and people talk about people. See, that drives me crazy. I mean, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you sit here and you be gossiping in the parking lot about your brothers and sisters in Christ. Are you getting your car on the way home and you got little children in the back seat and their minds are susceptible? They hear. And then they hear you talking about the preacher, the song leader, the church service. What do that do? The devil's in control. And that's what he's saying. Fools make mockery. The devil know that. Long as the devil got your mind whereby he got you in a foolish state versus a wise state, you're going to play with church forever. That's the reason why we got so much division. Because the devil know, well, let me give them a little this to make them happen. Let me give them this a little to make them happen. Let me give them this a little to make them happen. See, he don't want them to have favor. He don't want us to have favor. He don't want us to be blessed. Because see, when we got favor, when we're blessed, because we're warned, brother, we're a powerful instrument. Go ahead, my brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead. The fool fears. That's what that word means, don't it? Fear. See, we respect. We respect that awesome God we serve, don't we? Did y'all read the first 23 chapters? Some respected, some didn't they? Did you see over there when God couldn't find 50 righteous? Did he go down to 40? Did he went all the way down to 10? Did he not? Did you see over there when he repented God that he made man? Y'all know what I'm talking about? But see, you reading all those chapters and you think about Romans 15:4, what's the thing to read the fourth time, wherefore I'll learn. How can you not be blessed? Huh? You remember Abimelech and Abraham? Why he had to tell a lie? He said, you just would have told me. Now you don't mess me up. Because God told him and said, if you mess with her, everything in your house is going to die. Isn't that what he said? Didn't hear what he said? See, not just Abimelech, everything around him. He said, mess with her. And he went back to Abraham and said, why you lie to me, man? Why did you bring this on me? Ain't that something? I told Doris yesterday, we was talking. I said, Doris, don't lie to your husband. That's the point we got. And she looked back at me and said, liar, liar, don't you lie to me. Now, y'all laughing, but you see the power? See the knowledge that you got? But that's just two or three chapters. But did you see the awesomeness of God in creation? Did you see where he said everything, he did everything that God commanded? Did you see all that? Now guess what? It's going to get good and good, amen? Now I can tell some, y'all read it because some of y'all are smiling. Because y'all know what I'm talking about. Because see, if you ain't read it, you'd be like, this. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Amen? See? And guess what? It don't take you but about 15 minutes to read three or four chapters. Some of them I read two or three times, same day. I want triple blessings, amen. But see, that's what you're talking about. See, fools make mockery. The same thing he's saying here. But see, we who are righteous, see, we got favor, folks. Amen. And I don't care what these worldly folks say. They can write all the songs they want to. Favor, 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 favor. But until you do God's will, until you comply, brethren, and understand to have knowledge, to be wise, to get that sin out your life, brethren, it's a losing proposition. Tell you in Matthew 15:9, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine, the commandments of what? But the point that I want you to see before I move on, what goes in, what comes out. So when we see brethren acting a certain way, when we see sisters acting the same way, or when we see things around us that go down and act the same way, you know what the bottom line is? Don't sugarcoat it. It's sin. Amen. I don't make no difference who it is. Where it happened, how it happened. And you are a fool if you call yourself a Christian and you allow it to happen. And I don't apologize. And the reason why I say that, brethren, because see what it is, you are being spiritually infected. And see, one thing about sin. See, it's like cancer. See, sometimes if you don't go to the doctor and take care of yourself, and before you realize something is wrong, and sneak up on you. Amen. See, and it's just like sin. Sin starts like small, don't it? And then before you realize it, see, sooner or later, see, you're gonna stop coming to church, your life gonna stop. It's just, and then you affect yourself and you affect everybody around you. And that ain't good. See, and that's what he's saying here. Verse 14, he goes, write sin in your Bible. Just write sin. Just don't start with bitter, envy, and strife. Because some of you might say, well, I ain't got them three, so it don't affect me. Any sin. Then verse 15 said, this wisdom descended not from above. See, this wisdom descended not from above. See, underline that word above, that is James 1:25. See, this is not a part of the perfect law of liberty. This was never intended for God, by God. Do you not realize that when God gave Adam and Eve the command, God never intended for them to sin? Did he? They did. Because they disrespected that from a what? Same thing with us. The Bible said we are made in his image. Am I right? God don't make no junk. We become junk. Amen. Why? Because we trust more down here than up there. See, well, how can you know what's above when you don't what? Have knowledge. When you don't come to church. When you don't study, when you don't pray. See, when you don't do those things, see, you rob yourself of ability. Amen. How you gonna know when everything that you do is based on what you see below? Because you're trusting your job, you're trusting your checking account, you're trusting your money. All that is earthly. Amen. See, We seek those things which is above, Matthew 6:33. We set our affection on things which are what? Above. Not things down on here. He says that this wisdom descended not from above, but it's earthly. Look at these words. It's sensual. Then he says devilish. And that's what he said. Man, you need to underline all three of them words right there. Because, see, we put too much trust on carnal things, tangible things. Amen. It's nice to have nice things. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have a nice home. It's nice to have a nice automobile. But it's just tangible. When you leave, you're going to leave it. God didn't let us use it while we're here. Don't let it control you. You control it. Don't sit here and say, well, I got to work today because I got... As God gave it to you, he'd take it away. Amen. Y'all know what? I'm going to make this statement. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. When the church was established, when worship was established, when you read in 1 Corinthians 11, when the Bible said, when the whole church came together in one place to worship, we are commanded to do all what? Five items of worship. Am I right? Now, what you have to do, God don't have to adjust his schedule. You got to adjust yours. Amen. To be with the church. Am I right? Am I right? Well, that's the time we do this here. Am I right? So why are we going to add to God's word to accommodate you? Are y'all getting what I'm saying? When number one, this time right now, when I say 9:30 a.m., that's when we begin. This is the most important part of the week. Because this begins your week. They put you on the right path. Amen. Am I right? Because this is from above, am I right? Now, if you sit here and say, well, it's not important because, well, you know I got to go to work. Well, do you? Why do you have to go? Because you know I got a house note. Man, those sensual. Those are earthly. This tangibility, amen. And then number two, why would you get yourself in such a situation, number one, whereby you need more, in order to have more, it's called fleshly. Amen. Perfect. Can we live in a shotgun house as long as it's clean and it can be within your financial ability that you don't have to work on Sunday, that you got to have a $300,000 house? Well, can we not sleep the same way? Can we? Can we? What's the difference? I'm not trying to rob. You can have what you want to have. That's your business. But long as it don't supersede God. Long as you ain't got to neglect God to get it. Long as you seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. But when you got to say, well, I can't be here, but come on, accommodate me this evening. Well, number one, you being disrespectful to the whole body. Because the whole body needs you what here, am I right? What, Genesis 11, y'all remember that one? Y'all know what happened in Genesis 11? They said, well, let us build a tower. Never rain again. You understand? What did the Bible say, brother? Because they were what? They all came together for that need, didn't they? Because they didn't want to drown no more, didn't they? Because they knew what God had did. I heard what God had did, because they wasn't there. Somebody had to tell them. And it had to be the sinners of Ham, Shem, Japheth didn't know, amen? Because everybody else wasn't there, right? Am I right? Because the rest of them couldn't tell them because they couldn't talk. Y'all get that? You get that? See, one but eight people say, right? Am I right? So the power of every two, clean and unclean that came, they couldn't repeat what happened because they can't talk. You hear the dog trying to say, this is what happened. They couldn't tell it. So it had to be the descendants of those eight, am I right? Read chapter 5, am I right? Because since chapter 5 break down the descendants, don't they? Am I right? Of Noah, am I right? Am I right? It breaks it down, don't it? All the way from Adam, don't it? Y'all see how good that is? It's going to get good and good, y'all. Because next week we're going to be talking from, what, 25 on up, am I right? And then we're going to still break some of that up. Am I right? You might as well smile. Good, my brother. That we did. That's it. Mindset of the whole Bible. Amen. See, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? That's the whole mindset. Amen. See, we talk about it all the time. Amen. There's a difference between want and need. Am I right? Whatever state you find yourself in, being what? See, it's that mindset, it's that knowledge that you got just from that one chapter. See, what you just said, it said that God gave man everything that he wanted. There was no need for Adam and Eve to do what they did. They had everything. One stipulation, just one tree. Tear it. Now, it may be a little difficult. He said, I'm going to divide it in half. This half, you can have. This half, you don't touch. But he gave them everything, didn't he? But one thing, didn't he? Am I right? See, the problem was they knew. But you know what the problem was? You know what the problem was? Kathy said in her sheet, say, I don't want to read it. I'm going to tell you. Hold on a minute, bro. I want to read what Kathy said. Hold on, bro. Hold on. Just don't forget it. Please don't forget it. It was Kathy Tickner said. Let me see. Okay. We had another case where a man listened to his wife. Genesis 16:2. And the results of it are seen every day today in 2013. Now, she didn't say 12. She said 13. It's always good to have a good wife. Just know where it's wise to take her advice. Now, this is a woman. You don't want to talk that way. See, women live don't talk that way, do they? Because most of them say, man, don't tell me what to do. I don't listen to me. But this is Bible. This is example. Am I right? See, when it's dealing with spiritual matter, it should have book, chapter, and verse to back it up. She even told Genesis 16. You see how powerful this is right here? See, that was the problem. See, well, Adam listened to who? Now, he knew what God had said. He didn't have to. Amen? But he did it. Am I right? Go ahead, Terry. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. See, I'm going to go a little bit further with this here because, see, you got to think about this. See, if Eve would have came back to Adam and told Adam in a conversation, I met this serpent, or what you want to call it, and this is the conversation. Now, if Adam was a spiritual man and they had a relationship of husband and wife, and we all have these problems, don't we? We edify one another, don't we? We correct one another. It's a possible. Now, we just speculate. And I don't know why we are, because it didn't happen this way. But it's something for us to learn from, right? That it's a possibility, Adam would say, you know, you need to stay away from that. That ain't right. But God told me. And we know he told him because he was the patriarch, right? See, it wasn't no written law, am I right? So the head of the household had to tell him, right? So that's the reason why you said when she quoted verbatim, so he had to tell her. Because she wasn't even created then. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the bond a husband and wife have that we have for one another, amen, that because of our relationship, we can talk to one another, can't we? We can encourage one another. We can help one another. We can say, you know that's wrong. Hey, come on, let's talk about it. Let's study together. Let's pray about it. So we can stop you from doing this. Because you don't need to do this here. She don't need to be your friend. You don't need to hang with her no more. We tell our children that, don't we? Sometimes our children say, well, can I go spend the night with a certain person? You say, who are they? I hope you say that. Who their mom and dad is. I remember one time this boy came to our house and he was blowing the horn. I said, who out there blowing? Trying to knew who it was. I looked out the door. I said, can I help you? He said, Shante at home. I said, and this is exactly how I said it. Fool, why are you blowing for? Don't you know we got a front door? And you know, he didn't say nothing to me. I said, man, you better get away from here. Don't you come back. I said, and I went back and told him, I said, you must be crazy yourself. That's disrespectful. You knock on the door. You ask for people. Why you want to get tangled up with somebody like that for? You understand what I'm saying? And don't we do that? So what we're saying, we don't know. Because we know the way it happened. And we're not going to add to, not take away from God's word. Amen. See, we're going to leave it just the way it is. But whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning. And then we do know the relationship of a husband and wife because we train together because we're one. And the relationship of the husband to the wife and the wife to the husband, that what we do toward one another in a spiritual sense. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the point that we should learn. Because, brother, we're going to have situations like that. That we're going to have to talk to one another. Help one another. Encourage one another. build one another up. Because see, a husband can't be a hindrance, or a wife can't be a hindrance to one another. Amen. See, and that's the point that we need to understand. Okay, go ahead, Terry. Right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, she knew. Well. Yeah. Well, see, that's the same way today. See, men no different today. How many men listen to wives? How many wives listen to men, whether right or wrong? How many times when we supposed to be men, but we make bad choices? Amen. See, we don't be a man. We don't stand up and understand what that word head means. You understand? See, that word head means that, number one, it goes a little bit further than that. Because, number one, you can be the head all day you want to, but there's no respect. It don't mean nothing. Right or wrong? So you earn that right. Through a spiritual sense, through mindset. Amen. See, a wife will look up to her husband. Why? Because he earned that right. He go out and be a man. He go out and work. He go out and do the thing that he's supposed to do. Amen. Am I right? See, you just don't jump up and say, well, you better do what I tell you to do. Come on. It ain't like that. Am I right? See, she look up unto you. But see, it's all based on what? That which is a what? Above. Am I right? See, that's what we build on, that which is above. Amen. Am I right? You know what them gay folks said this morning? We ain't through. They say, we want to get the whole country this way. The devil ain't going to stop there. Am I right? You give him an inch, he's going to take a quarter mile. You give him a quarter mile, he's going to take a half. You're going to get mad. Because he ain't going to be satisfied that every state in the United States has that law passed. Am I right? And guess what, folks? It ain't going to get no better. See? And it's that mindset. Hey, we out of time. Come here. Wait, Fraser, then Jug. Come on, Jug. Jug, we can go ahead back down. Come on. Come on, man. That's right. Well, why did he, Brother Frazier? It had to be a reason why. What? That's right. See, go back to what you said and let's look at it, bro. See, the reason why, it had to be the reason why, that he trusted her more than he trusted God. Regardless of how she looked. Regardless of what her mindset was. See, he trusted her more than what he trusted God to say. Because see, if he didn't, he would have complied to God. Didn't you use that word, fear? See, he respected. See, when you respect, Go back to that verse again, verse 13. See, when you respect earthly, sensual, a devilish thing more than you respect that which is above, the end result, that's what you're going to get. All right? Then go, Brother John. Because see, go down to that last verse. We're going to talk about it next week. He said, look at verse 18. He said, and the fruit of righteousness is sown. Galatians 6, right? Can't be sown but one way. In peace of them that make peace. See, it is sown. See, you learn, you grow, folks. It just don't happen overnight. Am I right? And that's the point. It had to be a point. He just didn't do it. They say, well, he did. Well, he had to have a reason. He trusted that which below more than he trusted God. And that's what happened. Go ahead, John. That's right. That's right. That's it. That's it. Well, the whole chapter is talking about what? Control, right? See? Don't you let it control you. You control it. Amen. And that's the point. Well, I think we about wrapped up the chapter then, didn't we? John went to 17, I went to 18. There ain't too much left. But next week I will cover the last three very briefly before we go into four. All right? But the main thing I want you to see out of this chapter, control, use words like knowledge, right? To have wisdom, am I right? Because you don't want to be a fool, am I right? And then, number one, seek things that which is above, right? Am I right? And like John said, and I want to read it to you one more time as I close. John said, and then what he said, I'll tell who said it. John said, he said, man, I guess he was talking to me. But all y'all, if you read it, it's generic, okay? He said, I love this so much. I love this so much, meaning and purpose. If we're not lifted up by this, it's not because we don't want to. It is because we don't want to. Okay? Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. Now, last thing. If you didn't submit, we're going to give you a few more times to submit. Go ahead and submit it back to me. And then we're going to start on day 8. That's verse chapter 25, right? And we're going to go all the way. Y'all get your card because I don't want no. But I said, well, I ain't know where to start at. All right? If you need one, see me. We're going to start at, we're going to start day 8. All right? Genesis 24 and 25. That's what you got to read today. And then you're going to go all the way down to 15. Is that right? 42 to 44. Now, if you ain't read none, any, just do 6 a day. Starting today, okay? And you can catch up. Now, if you missed the second week, the third week, I ain't saying you're going to never catch up, but it's going to be difficult. There's a reason why you ain't reading. Is that right? See, if you're not reading it, there's a reason why. All right? And let me go back and let me share it to you. Go back and look at that verse one more time. See, it's a reason why this ain't important to you. Amen. Because, see, we're going to build one another up, am I right? And we're going to edify one another, am I right? Then we talk about it today. Then we, man, wasn't that good? Woo, boy, that's good stuff. But, see, go back and look at that verse here. Go back and look at that James. See, go back and look at James. He said, verse 13. See, who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? See, let him show out a good conversation and work with meanness. But, see, this point. See, if you got sin there, am I right? So you're going to block verse 13, right? But sin ain't going to let knowledge come in. And when you ain't got no knowledge, you're going to be a fool. And fools don't want to read this. Fools ain't going to submit. I'm just going to tell you just the way it is. And you can sit there and say, well, he can't make me read these verses. No, I can't make you want to read. But you want to speak the same thing. Amen. Amen. Now, if y'all don't want to read it, as a whole group, that's it. We'll leave it alone. Amen. But boy, I'm excited about it, ain't you? And we're going to continue to do it. Let us pray together, brother. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you.